It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's got the look on this Friday morning. Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan is on the air once again, and Monica's just getting situated. Boy, the theme song kind of snuck up on us there, Monica.
Ooh, she's got the look, all right.
The theme song kind of snuck up on us there, didn't it?
Sure did. It's all good.
Yep. So how's it going with you today?
Oh, good. I'm upright. Like Mama used to say, if you're upright, I'd ask her how she's doing today. And she goes, I'm upright.
That's what I say, too. I always say, oh, well, I'm still above ground. That's how I'm doing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you look fabulous today.
Oh, I just thought it's tradition this time of year to put maybe some black and white on.
Yep.
That's your favorite. But yet it's summery.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
You know, so there you go.
Take the coat off and you got a
three-quarter sleeve, silky top. I only, like people will say when they come in, why does everything feel so soft and cozy in here? I said, because everything I buy, I want it to feel like a pajama on you.
A pajama?
Yeah, so it's cozy.
Nice.
I mean, we want to dress cozy.
Yeah, you do. You got to be comfortable.
Comfortable, cozy, and all of the above. So, guess what?
What?
I brought some black and white things, but I still want to embrace color. It is still summer.
Yep, definitely still summer.
And like one of the guys said on the radio, maybe you feel like there's a few days left of summer, but really we got to embrace this beautiful weather, and to me it's still summer.
Yep, yep. Well, when it gets 80 degrees or 70 dew point, it's still summer.
Yeah, I think it's still summer.
I was over at the Swift County Fair in Appleton yesterday, and I was sweating pretty good.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
So what's happening at Monica's today?
So guess what? I decided to bring a few little dresses in to give people ideas for special events.
You could wear that one at a wedding.
Yes, you could. And it is just so cute. Look at this. How cute is that?
It is. It's black and kind of checkered. Not checkered.
No, it's like a...
Sleeveless.
A flower and a square. Yeah, sleeveless. But look, you could throw this over it.
That's kind of like what you got on.
It is.
A little different
so
design.
So people say, how do you do it, Monica? And I say, well, you know, like this company, there's probably how many prints? Hundreds of prints?
Yep.
How do you begin?
Thousands.
I start out with black and white.
Yep.
And then
yep.
I go to navy, and then I go to some vivid colors.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's a trial and error.
You know what just caught my eye with your black and white on is that pink wristwatch you have.
Oh, my smartwatch.
The pink, that kind of pops with
well,
the color.
Well, you
got to
have a pop of color.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Pink on black.
Pink on black.
All right.
And then, just
oh,
to
look
give
at this.
A little festive here. Okay.
What do we got? A shoulder
here, okay,
strap?
Okay, I want the petite little lady that everything's too big on her to get this jacket today.
Oh, yeah. A black jean jacket?
I have it in black, and I have it in caramel.
Okay. I like that.
It is so cute.
It's just like a jean jacket.
And it's fitted.
It's fitted. What's that mean, fitted?
It means that, like, how it fits on you. So, like, a top might be fitted, and a jacket might be fitted.
Okay.
And the smaller, how should I say, good shape lady. But even if you're got a few, you know, whatever, you just go up a size. But this is just too cute. And I had to pair it with this dress.
Ooh, now that's pretty.
Isn't that pretty? I happen.
Can
to
you hear the statement one. Necklace rattling on the in the background?
There
you
go. It's never too soon to think about Christmas. So this dress is just too cute. Why? Because it's got another layer on the bottom, and it kind of hits around the knee area. I just love this dress because it's soft. Feel this, Paul Raymond, how soft it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it's stretchy.
Yeah.
And I just think it's all really cute. And then I had to bring over my crossover handbag that is great for travel. And then also, guess what? I have a navy and white and tan little zipper jacket for travel, and it just is really, really, really cute on, and it just is just so fun and festive. Great for travel. Oh, excuse me. I think I got a piece of dust in my throat from my own clothes. And then here's a little navy pant that's in a little bit of a flip. It's actually a, like a straight leg, but this fabric is so awesome to travel. It comes in a, like a crop pant. It comes in a skort. But navy is just so popular for fall, too. And then we got a butterscotch.
Oh, that's the name of it, butterscotch.
Oh, we're calling it butterscotch. They call it Sahara beige.
Oh.
But how cute is this? Paul Rimmel.
It's
Isn't
very,
that
yeah,
cute?
I love that color.
And look at how cute it is with navy. So we can grab our colors that are going into fall by not having real heavyweight materials.
Right.
And then, of course, your white top.
Always have. You always say, Monica, you have to have a white top.
Always have a white top. And in your wardrobe, white and black. But a lot of people don't have a white one that doesn't have a coffee stain down the front.
Oh, I have a food stain down the front.
Or a food stain down the front. Just face it, everybody. If you want a crisp white top, plan on buying one a year. If you wear it a lot and something happens. Because you just want it to keep looking white and crisp.
Right, right.
And then this I had to bring in because of all the travelers. Just a little tan little jacket with a cute little color block sweater. And this will go, carry through to fall. It's
Ooh.
Lightweight. It's cotton. And it's comfy and cute. And it meets all my criteria.
Wait, what's all your criteria?
To be comfy and to be cute. And look at how lightweight.
Yeah. Well, we went from sleeveless dress to sweaters.
Yes. And blingy shoes.
Oh.
And that's what I want to remind everybody, that I have shoes in my shoe room. I have boots. I have sandals. You name it, I've got it. And I'm a type of store, too, that I also am a personal shopper.
Right.
So if I don't have something in my store, I can shop for you.
I had someone mention to me, this is kind of personal, but do you have shoes for bunions?
Yes. Are you serious? You know I have a big, huge bunion.
Oh, yeah. But someone asked me that. They have a bunion. I wonder if Monica has shoes for them.
Yes.
To make comfortable? Oh, okay.
So many, many years ago, Dr. Moss told me, Monica, if that bunion doesn't keep you up at night, don't do nothing to it. And just wear good shoes.
Okay.
And I took that serious.
So what makes a good shoe for a bunion?
Well, some people that have really bad bunions, yep. I swear by these UFAs that I happen to have on, they're soft. And all it really needs is room to breathe.
Just to give some space. Don't wear tight shoes.
No.
Then. Okay.
And, you know, some people have wider feet, narrower feet, but even a narrower foot can go to a little bit wider shoe to take care of the bunion.
Okay. Yeah. I knew you have a lot of shoes. You sell boots, shoes.
Oh, yes. And if it's something they personally need, bring your foot in.
All right.
I'll scope it out and see kind of what I can do.
We've turned this into a medical show now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, I wrote the book on that. Because when I first opened, I was walking around barefoot in my store, and my husband's like, wear one of those shoes. I said, but I need to sell them. Because how are you going to sell them if you don't wear them yourself? So I quick put on a pair, and I thought, oh, these are wonderful. If your feet are barking, it's not good.
Yeah.
And so this is my little crossover bag.
Crossover bags. They are so popular today.
So kinda comfy.
Like you got a kind of a guitar strap on that,
yep.
with that one.
And I think I have one black one left. I have a caramel brown one in. I have a light green, dark green. I might have a pale pink left, though pale pink always just flies out the door. And then I have a silver gray, actually a light gray one in. Yeah, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
And they feel soft, and they're inexpensive. And what I love is my phone is bigger, longer, so I put it in the side pocket.
Well, it's got a zipper on the back of it.
Yes. This purse was made like I told it to make it, and I didn't. But you know what? It's got a little lipstick or keys in there. Because so many women go, oh, wait, I got to look for my keys, Monica, first. if it's pouring rain out. And then you can throw your cards in there.
There you go.
Now, the woman that has a bigger wallet and doesn't want to get rid of it, you still can put it in this compartment.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Can I open some freight?
Yes, I am. I've got 3 boxes of freight, and today is the day I want to open it. But I do have a wedding at the Vine at 4.
Ooh.
So Monica's is going to be open till 3 today.
Okay.
So run on over and see what Monica's got.
Yep.
And then regular hours tomorrow, 10 to 5.
Put a plug in for the Vine. It's a great
place. Oh, it's the most beautiful place. Katie and her hubby and the kids are so adorable and so accommodating.
All right, I'm open freight. Here we go.
Okay, let me see. This pant was supposed to be the kitten pant, so I figured, well, I better order it. It is so cute. It's pull-on. It's got pockets in the front, and guess what it's called? A flat knit in fossil.
Ooh, that's strictly a pull-on.
Yes.
Comfortable around
but
the waist, then.
But it's not skinny, and it's not wide. It's straight.
Oh.
And most of our women around here are going to love that because they don't really want a super wide leg.
Right.
It's just cute and comfy. And look at, it goes with this outfit, Paul Raymond. Well, you should take a picture.
Yeah, we should. I don't have my phone on me.
Oh, that's okay. We can take pictures next time.
That's a rare moment that I don't have my phone on me. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
We got rushed this morning.
Yeah. Well, and while Paul is unpacking the most cutest sweater ever, I feel like I'd sell out on it this weekend because it's so darn cute. It's the colors I love.
There you go.
OMG.
Look at that.
Black, blue, rust.
Those three colors go good well.
Oh, how does it look?
It looks great. I wish I had my phone with me.
Oh, me too. It's so cute, and the colors are gorgeous. And, you know, you see how it goes back with blue?
Oh, yeah.
And it goes back with black. It's just the cutest sweater ever. I just love this. Love it.
It's very lightweight.
Yes. And I ordered medium through extra large, and I know which ones are my fashionistas are extra large, so you better come in and grab those. I ordered a little bit of extra, but they go quick. Paul, we got to have another one.
One more. What,
oh, my gosh.
Do the jean? Look at this, jean.
Well, this one is
an... And we got jeans.
And then we got jeans. Let's see what those look like.
Super straight...
Ooh.
Hugging.
Ooh.
It's Sophia Curvy, it says.
Ooh, yeah, for the curvy gals.
Curvy gal.
Curvy gals.
All right.
We got curvy gals.
My last freight open here. And, this is... even jeans are so lightweight now. Right?
Yes. Yes, they are
All right,
soft.
Here you go. I'm going to throw it over to you. There you go.
Okay.
And pair of jeans, and that's probably be our last item here today.
Let's talk about our 19-year bash.
Ooh. Okay,
at Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Awesome Dawson.
All right. When is that coming up?
September 9th through the 12th, I think.
All right.
It's a Wednesday through a Saturday. Did I get the dates right?
September 19th is a Saturday.
September 9th through the 12th.
9th through the 12th. All right. Monica's 19 years in business.
I can't even believe it. God willing, I'm still here then.
Oh, yeah. You will be.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, I hope so.
So what's the plan? Sandwiches?
Oh, my gosh. The plan is going to be unbelievable.
Okay.
It's
going to be big.
It's going to be huge because I'm doing a little bit of revamping at Monica's.
Right.
This one happens to be a bigger size, but this is a
super
straight, but it's a wider leg. Yeah. Oh, for those ladies that want a wider leg, oh, my God, you better come in and get these now. They are cute with the patch pocket in front.
That's all my daughter-in-law wears is wide pants. Now, she loves that fit.
Yes. This is awesome.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that Friday of my bash, I'll be serving hot chicken sandwiches to go. We'll be doing giveaways every day. And I'm going to focus every day on different special events that are going on that I'm still working on.
Yep.
But yeah, I can't wait. I just can't wait.
And it's a good time to shop Monica's and buy some fall clothing for
yes,
you.
Yes, fall clothing. And you know, my vacation room's going to be full of spring and summer because, I have to order certain things more of so I have my room, I have my stuff in my vacation room.
All right. 19 years, did it go fast?
Yeah.
You put a lot of work into your
COVID
business.
Hit me hard.
Yeah, as it did everyone.
Yep. But thank God for my hubby and my family for backing me and helping me get through that.
Okay. Yeah. When are you open?
I am open today till 3 because of the wedding I have at the Vine.
Okay.
And then Saturday I'm open regular hours 10 to 5. And then next week my normal hours are Wednesday through Friday 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
There, like Monica on Facebook.
Yeah, and thanks for listening to the show. I get a lot of comments of people watching it from abroad.
All right, and it's on Chestnut Street in Dawson.
Yes, bye.
Listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on the weather.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radol. Minnesota State will be working with NASA to educate and train the next generation of aerospace workers. The two are teaming up for a 3-year